אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Our guest today is Ilan Isaacson. Ilan is Eshkol Regional Council Security Chief. Shalom and welcome to SBS. Shalom, Australia. Ilan, can you please describe to us where is Eshkol Regional Council? Some of our listeners in Australia wouldn't know.
If you take the Gaza Strip, the Gaza Strip is surrounded by four municipalities and the town of Sderot. We call it the Gaza envelope. The four municipalities, we are the fourth one, the southern municipality. We have 40 kilometers of the Gaza border out of 65 kilometers. The whole of the Gaza Strip is 65 kilometers, and ours is two-thirds of the Gaza, and we also have another 20 kilometers on the Egyptian border. That's where we're situated, really, in the corner between Gaza, Egypt, and Israel. That's the corner.
Can you please describe the situation and what happened during the latest operation?
Some call it operation, some call it escalation, mini war. First of all, we've had 30, more or less 30 of these escalation operations since 2014. 2014 was 52 days of combat called Protective Edge. Since that time, we've had another 30 escalations. Escalations, I talk, is when the other side fires rockets. So this is around number 30. But this one has been maybe the harshest one out of in the last 7 years. It started 15 days ago when the Hamas and Jihad started sending fire balloons, fire kites, to try and burn down our fields. That they did for the first 3 days, up to 50, 60 fires per day. Luckily to us that in the last almost 3 years, we have been getting better and improving, because they started doing this in 2018. They said, well, how can we do damage and it won't cost us a lot of money? So instead of putting a lot of effort in rockets and missiles, they said, okay, let's make balloons. It's a few cents. Fire equipment on it, fire balls, and send it, because the wind is always from the sea inside, from where they are into Israel. So they caused us 2018 a lot of damage, and in 2019 less and less, because we are getting better and better, unfortunately. That's what I've been doing also, putting out fires. Coming back to what's happened now, day number four, they decided to upgrade this escalation and start firing rockets. So we are now in day 11 with the rockets. They have sent around 4,000 rockets into Israel within 11 days. Protective Edge was 52 days, was around 4,500. The amount of rockets that they've sent is humongous. Just imagine that any other country, that another country will send one or two rockets, what that country will do. Let's say Mexico sends this one rocket into Arizona, what America will do to Mexico. And here are 4,000 rockets until today, the 11th day. Now, if I zoom into the Eshkol region, we have been attacked 1,100 times. I've had 1,100 missiles fallen in the Eshkol region. We are a very big agricultural area, so we are not a dense population, but also they know it on the other side, so they're also trying to target mainly with mortars. We've had tens and tens of these mortars fall into our kibbutzim and mushavim, which are very deadly. Unfortunately, yesterday we were not so lucky. Two of our workers were killed. Another seven were injured. But because that we've been preparing for years because of these escalations, we are always building more shelters, buying more equipment to defend ourselves, personal equipment, and also we know what to do when there's an alert. And unfortunately, we are used to it and we know what to do.
How can you get used to run to a shelter in 15 seconds? I can't imagine. What do you do if you're in the shower or you went to the bathroom and suddenly you hear the siren? I mean, it had a tremendous impact on children and on parents.
Not only children. Yesterday, there was a situation that they bombarded the municipality with five rockets. The Iron Dome managed to hit four, and one of them hit very closely to the municipality, and I was in the bathroom. So I said into the walkie-talkie that I had, that I said, please don't take any pictures if anything happens to me.
You didn't lose your sense of humor.
Listen, yeah, if you don't have a sense of humor, yeah, and you and and you don't believe in living here and the reason you're living here and that, then don't come and live in this area. But there is a problem. I'm not trying to say there's no problem. We have out of the 16,000 residents in the Eshkol region, 8,000 get help from our resilience unit. That's something daily, that our resilience unit is the biggest unit in the municipality. Because of the last 20 years, it's not easy, but our area is a very beautiful area. To the other side, we say we are not moving. We will defend our borders. This border is not a border that is in dispute. This border was signed between Egypt and Israel in 1950. It was decided in 1948 in the United Nations. But Gaza does not even belong to the Gazans, because if you go into Google, you'll see that it belongs to Egypt. This Egypt doesn't want to take any responsibility. We signed peace agreement with Egypt on this border. So it's not a border that's in dispute. It's a border that the Palestinians want to tear down and come and take over our fields. Like you can see, they are targeting civilian population 24 hours a day. We are targeting military positions. That's the difference between the Israeli army and these terrorists that are on the other side. They are targeting civilians. We are targeting military.
We are talking to Ilan Isaacson. Ilan is the Eshkol Council Security Officer Chief. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Ilan, what happened to those tunnels that went from Gaza into Israel?
First of all, the Ministry of Defense has put a lot of money in the last 3 years, billions of shekels, maybe $1.5 billion, in building a new underground wall, which goes down tens and tens and tens of meters underground. So first, whatever there was, it cut the tunnels. It also is now preventing building new tunnels to penetrate Israel. And above the wall is a fence, but not a simple fence, a very sophisticated fence. So it will be much harder, not impossible, for a group of terrorists to come over and attack one of our settlements, one of our moshavim or kibbutzim. But there are still places that they can dig, and they are digging tunnels. They're not finished, and that's also why you hear in the news all the time that Israel is bombarding the tunnels, because they have a metro system that comes also very close to the border. Their idea is also to make a tunnel close to the border, come out of the border and somehow damage the fence and come and attack the kibbutzim and moshavim. But it gives us more time to get ready for this kind of attack. It also gives them more energy and time and effort to put their strength in using missiles and drones and snipers and anti-tank missiles instead of the tunnels. The tunnels was one of their strategies, but they still have many more options to attack our population.
Ilan, what do you think will happen after the ceasefire?
It's not a peace treaty. If it was a peace treaty, then it would maybe be something different, but it's a ceasefire. Meaning, at the moment, we want you to stop. But the ceasefire most probably will come because there's a lot of pressure all over the world. But that also means that maybe in a year, 2 years, 3 years, we'll be in the same situation. I know this is the reality. And it just means that they're going to get ready, fix up their wounds, and I have to get ready for the next escalation. That's what it means. Very simple.
Ilan Isaacson, Eshkol Regional Council Security Chief. Thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.